Hey, fellow discers or podcast enthusiast, this is Mr. Pull Jingles. I am in Spring Hill, Kansas at Spring Hill Middle School. I just got done playing the 9-hole course and I'm going to play it again while doing a podcast. I really wasn't going to do a podcast, but I hit my second ace ever on this course. And so, one, I'm inspired to play it again. Two, I wanted to brag about it. The ace I hit was on hole number 6, not really a too challenging of a hole. It was 190 feet. You have to play through some woods and then into like an open kind of pasture kind of area. And I threw my buzz, and I thought it was going to pass it. And I was calling for the disc golf gods to let it drop in, and ha-ha, my prayers were answered. So I'm going to go ahead and go back through the hole, or course, and I'll describe all the holes. So I'm up to hole number 1. It's a beautiful day. It's Sunday, March 10th. I just finished, well, I already said that. I just took off my sweatshirt. I'm playing in shorts and a t-shirt. It's March 10th. It's pretty awesome. So hole number 1 plays over by the track. You're basically playing off the sidewalk. The rest of the holes have their own dedicated tee pads, which is nice. This has got to be a very new course. The signage looks like it just was put up this year. So I'm happy about that. The first time I played hole number 1, it's just a 210-foot downhill shot towards kind of a creek area, but the creek's dry. And I don't think it really fills up that much. It's more of a drainage ditch kind of scenario. It's wooded. The hole is protected by some trees to the front. So you can just kind of see the baskets 210 feet away. Last time I played it, I think I threw my, TL3 for some reason. Since there's so much trees, I figured I had a backstop of sorts. And so I threw it a little bit off to the left into some brush, and so I ended up getting a par. So it was a funny course. So far, I have had no birdies, a few bogeys, and an ace. So that's kind of a good indication of a decent place, is whenever you have like a variety of different scores on a variety of different things. So I'm gonna play the course again. Already described hole number 1. Super stoked about this course. It does have a nice variety of different throws you have to do, and I'll describe them all as I get further along. All right, well, I just got done with hole number 1 on my second time through. I threw my buzz instead of my TL3. I hit some trees just to the left of the basket. Fortunately, it bounced towards the basket for an easy layup birdie. So, got a birdie on that one. I'm excited. Well, I mean, well, as excited as you can get. I'm up to hole number 2. Hole number 2 is a flat shot. It's 270 feet to the hole. So it's got some decent distance, especially for a middle school course. There is a whole smorgasbord of trees between the basket and the tee. They mostly play to the right of the tee. So for a backhanded player like me, that puts them squarely in there. There's about 1-2 lanes you can try and throw through as a right-handed player. The left-handed shot is way more open, so it'd be nice to have a decent forehand shot on this, but there's no way I'm going to get, I think 200 is pretty much what my max is on my forehand shot. The last time I played this one, I threw my destroyer, and I tried to hook it way around all of the trees. I was mostly successful, and I had probably like a 50-foot, 60-foot birdie look. Didn't make that, and I parred this one. Gosh, what should I do? It feel like I got the destroyer. I was going to throw the same thing, but what's the point in doing that? I might as well try and go for some different, looks. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and throw my star TL3 and not try and go all the way around. This is not the beat-in one that I have. It definitely hyzers a lot more than my other one. I'm going to try to go to the slot. There's about a 12-foot slot to the left of where I originally threw and see if I can't hook it in there. I doubt I will be able to successful, but you got to try, right? You got to try. And then if maybe I can, I kind of got to hang it up in the air though a little bit so that I can try and slide it towards hole number two. And if I'm trying to get a birdie shot, which that's what I'm trying to do. But anyway, I will let you know how I do after I do it. All right. Well, I, got a par on hole number two. As I predicted, I did hit a tree. Didn't have much of a birdie look. Probably about the same distance. So I haven't cracked that code. A smarter person would go ahead and try a lot of different shots on all these things, but I don't have quite time for that. Today was a spring forward. We lost an hour. It's almost 3 o'clock now, and I have to be somewhere at 6 o'clock, which obviously there's plenty of time for that. But anyway, I'm up to hole number three. So hole number three is an interesting hole. It has, two options. You can either play a short, par three. It's only 138 feet, but you have a, you're playing through the woods. So it's not that easy. First time I played it, I didn't know, I thought that they would have baskets only in one position or the other. So I saw it was an A, through to A. And then when by the time I got out, I found out that there was hole B, which is a par four, and it's just 308 feet, but it is severe dogleg to the right, which is completely unplayable from this position. So you basically have to pitch where you would for hole for the short hole, and then play to your right. There's just too many woods to get through. Yeah, I think I threw my putter last time, and I would have had a decent look at birdie, but I would it never curved back to the left, and so I was kind of in some brush, missed my putt. So this time, my whole goal was to get between these two trees, which are about 55 feet in front of you or so. They do have some nice bridges that they put in here. I went over the second bridge. You can play across this like creek that I think I kind of described. It's again, dry. It's more of a, just kind of a draw. I'm going to try and throw, my lucky buzz. It's lucky cause I got that ace I mentioned earlier. And see if it can't, turn a little bit to the left. It almost would be in play if you could just go ahead and hit the second bridge and then ricochet towards the basket. So the basket's just a little bit to your left, probably about 12, 15 feet, something like that. But to go straight at it, it would be impossible. So, yep, here we go. All right, so I parred hole three again. I kind of yanked my buzz shot, and so I ended up pretty much in the same spot, which had birdie potential, but I didn't make it. Hole number four, kind of an interesting hole. It's par four, 430 uphill shot. One thing that's kind of interesting about it is they want you to go to the left of a tree, which is, probably halfway there or so, maybe a little past halfway. I think the reason for that is because they want you to try and aim away from the fairway for hole number eight, which plays kind of parallel as a downhill shot. So last time I got a four on this, and let's see, I was able to get it to the left of the tree. I basically got it right about to it. Probably a raise in elevation of, I don't know, 6 feet, something like that over the course of this throw. So that does eat up a little bit of your throw. I guess part of the reason too is they didn't want you to try and go at the basket and hang it way out to the right, because then it could be disaster for people playing eight. So they force you to go to the left, which is a little odd. I failed to mention, after hole number two, there is an opportunity for this course to throw in some other holes because what you do is you walk along the fairway and then you have to come right back to where you teed off, which is where the tee pad is for hole number three. There's a little bit of area over there that has some interesting shots that you could throw, but I think they're getting a little too close to some of the houses that are next to the school, and so they probably wisely chose not to put those into play. So, yeah, I'm up to hole number four. It's a beautiful day. All right, I let the skimmer leak just a little bit. I had an okay drive. I didn't make it quite to the tree, and it was just a little to the right. And so I had to kind of bend it around to make sure I did the mando correctly. For some reason, I'm a stickler for mandos. I'm not a stickler for OBs. I don't know why. It's just part of my personality, I guess. So I got it around the tree, and I had, 25 footer or something like that for birdie, and didn't put quite enough on it, hit the edge of the basket, and then got on its side and rolled almost as far back to me. Still, it was a shorter shot and I should have made it, for par. I didn't. And so I ended up getting a bogey, which I don't like those. Bogeys suck. So I'm back to even par. I am up to hole number five. Hole number five, the layout of this course, is a little confusing as far as going from four, because you pass the number eight tee pad and you have to cross a street. So the layout's just a little wonky. Hole number five is a 270-foot throw. You're basically playing from a grassy open area into the woods. They have a pretty open spot. It's 270 feet. There is around the basket probably, 8 to 10 feet on either side of it. So it definitely has all the makings of a birdie, if not maybe an ace if you're just like, get kind of lucky. But you also run the risk, which is what happened to me last time, was I got it, actually last time I threw it too short, and then my second shot got into the woods and I didn't have a look really that good at even my par shot. So this time I'm going to try and get it a little further. I think the wind was kind of behind me, which it's still behind me, which kind of forced it down. So I think I'm going to try and put a little more oomph into my throw. I was a little timid. The first time you play a course, you kind of want to feel it out. And maybe you're not as aggressive. So I'm going to try and be a little more aggressive on this one. Hopefully it won't blow up in my face. Here we go. Hole number five. All right. I'm back. I'm up to hole number six. Hole number six is that one that I did ace. It's only 190 feet, but you've got some open space in front of you. Then you have to go through a set of woods that is probably like 40 or 50 of that feet, something like that. There is a great big log going across the creek. And then the actual hole sits back another 40 feet, 30, 40 feet, something like that. I don't think I'm going to ace it, but of course I'm going to throw the same disc. Curious thing about this was I aced it, and I would have thought that like my heartbeat would have risen or something like that. It's a very weird thing to hit an ace on your own. There's nobody to high five. You just sit there and go, huh, I guess I don't have to worry about putting. And I don't know. I guess there wasn't really a whole lot on the line. I was not playing a tournament or anything. So, and it's not like it's a huge long hole or anything like that, but it's still an ace. An ace is an ace is an ace, right? So that's all I got to say about hole number six. So I'm just going to hang out and enjoy it. So here we go. All right. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I did par hole number five. I'm up to hole number seven now. I birdied hole number six, pulled it a little bit to the right, and was fortunate enough to get it through the trees. I didn't hit the gap, as it were. But I did, it fought its way through. I think later in the spring, I don't know if that shot would have worked. So that's not the shot to go to. I'm up to hole number seven. Hole number seven, last time I played this, I busted out my mantra, and there's a little bit of breeze right in your face, and it peeled off to the right and actually went OB. I went ahead and played the OB. It didn't count. I didn't do a drop or anything. I just went ahead and played from where I threw it, which was actually a decent distance. But ended up getting a bogey on this one, which was annoying for me. This time I'm going to throw my TL3. It's just 300 feet. It's a little slightly uphill. Probably a gain of elevation of about 6 feet, 5 feet, something like that. And hopefully I can get enough mustard on it that I can try and get another birdie. There are some trees that protect it. Looks like some red buds. I'm not sure. They're not budding out yet. To the left and to the right of the basket in front of it. But mostly it's a wide open shot with a creek draw, whatever you want to call it, of the sorts to your left. There's a street that runs down through here that's the OB. That's to your right. So, all right, here we go. All right, so my TL3 did not go nearly as far as my mantra went. And I ended up with a par. It also wanted to peel off to the right, but it didn't sail quite as far. I had to throw my mid-range on my second shot, and then I hit a tester, but it was one that I made, so that's good. I'm up to hole number 8. It's 338, slightly downhill. Probably the wind seems to be at my back. Last time I left this one fairly short, I believe. For some reason they have tall grass is OB. And I think I kind of threw it into what they might consider the tall grass. But again, I'm not somebody who pays much attention to OBs very much. But I do pay attention to Mando, so I am an enigma. I'm going to try and play this one a little bit further to the right. The hole is slightly to the left, maybe, of the tee pad. You have to play it downhill, like I said. And there's an opening. Like I said, it's 338 feet. And about at 300 feet is where that little creek draw, waterway or whatever, kind of snakes through there somewhere. And then there's a grove of various trees, which I think are dogwoods, because I think they're starting to bloom out. Man, that wind's starting to pick up. Anyway, hole number 8. Wish me luck. All right. I thought I was going to have a pretty good shot on hole number 8 as far as my drive. I did play it further to the right, but then it hit something and it skimmed way back off to the left, where it left me almost the same shot as I had last time. I was fortunate enough to get it up and down for par. And now I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9, sponsored by Lane and Shannon Massey. It's a 200-foot hole. If you could go straight at it, it would be aceable. You can't go straight at it because there's a whole bunch of trees. So it is a severe dogleg to the right, which is not something that I'm really all that good at. I think last time what I tried to do was do an in-hyzer with my buzz. And this time I'm going to try and do something different. Part of me wants to kind of try and protect. I've got a 1 under, I think, right now going. So, this is probably a bad idea. I'm going to try and go forehand, which is always dicey with Mr. Pole Jingles. So I'm going to try and play the forehand. You have to play across that, creek of sorts that I've mentioned several times in this podcast. And you have to swing it way out to the left, or at least way to me. You have to play across that. There is a bunch of hedge trees straight in front of you. So you want to kind of throw it about, 80, 90 feet or something like that, and then have it break back to the right to try and get your birdie opportunity. I'm going to try my Star TL3 because I know at Anheuser's pretty hard. I don't want to go with something that would hyzer too much, just because I'm a little worried that I would end up hitting the trees, which I'm very well do this time too. So I'm going to try and play it straight out through the gap, and then hopefully what would be nice is if you could get a little more elevation. Maybe if you had a tomahawk throw or grenade or something like that, you could go over the top of these trees, but I don't think I have that shot in my arsenal. So I'm going to try my forehand and just see where I end up. Wish me all of the luck. All right, well, if you were wishing me all the luck, I did not receive that luck. I did not choose to manifest your goodwill towards me. I did make it through the gap, which is kind of a reward of sorts for my forehand. Unfortunately, I've played it too far to the left and hit a cedar tree, or hit the branches of a cedar tree, not giving myself a very good look for birdie. I was able to get it up and down for par. So, finished up the round, beat my previous score by one stroke. So that's cool. And I even hit an ace on the previous round. So a little more steady, I guess, not quite so lucky. Yeah, I really enjoyed this course. I think this is a great course. I would imagine that the popularity of disc golf has gone up where folks around this low area, put it in. It looks like it's a work of love, a labor of love, as it were. I don't know if it's more for the people who go to school here, or if it's more for the dads around here and moms to have a cool course. It looks like it's pretty new. I didn't see any stats on when it was built, but I hadn't seen it before. It's about 33 minutes from my house, so it's completely doable, almost all highway. Spring Hill, what is it? I think it's called like the Flying Mavericks. I'm assuming the local team is the Mavericks. That's what it seems to be because there's a horse on their logo. Pretty nice course. So hats off to you, Spring Hill. Well done. This is Mr. Pole Jangles, Mr. Ace Pole Jangles. I'm out of here. Have a great day. I hope you're banging chains.